Well, when it comes close to Christmas here on this station, we are always able to get Santa Claus on the phone. Very few stations have an in with Santa, but he is a P1. He listens online, the North Pole. And I think we have the number. Let's go ahead and dial up Santa Claus and see if we can talk to him this morning. A couple of weeks still, so he shouldn't be slammed right now.
He should be okay.
Yes, is this Santa Claus?
Speaking.
Santa, it's the Dunham and Miller Show on the ticket.
Oh, boys, good to hear from you this year.
Yeah.
Good to hear a friendly voice.
Well, how are you?
I'm not doing too well this year.
What's the matter?
Well, this economy is killing me. I had to let the elves go.
Mm-hmm.
Had to sell all my jingle bells.
I hear some in the background there.
Yeah, well, I had to sell most of them. My sleigh got repossessed.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I made the mistake of confronting a repo man. Don't ever do that. I still got the lead in my gut to prove it, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Two slugs in the liver, George.
Oh, that's terrible. They repoed the sled?
They did. It was a Chevy, too, so I didn't know how much longer I was going to be able to get parts for it. So with my Chevy sled repoed and my declining health, I'm using UPS this year.
Oh, no.
And all the kids are just going to get mailed their gifts, so expect them somewhere on or about the 25th.
Oh, my gosh. That's, I cannot believe that.
Not Santa-like.
It's time I do what Highland Park landowners and lawn owners have been doing, and that is seeing what Brown can do for me.
Oh, my gosh, Santa.
My finances are wrecked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the economy is depleted. My 401k. And I'm going through a pretty tough divorce right now.
You are?
Yeah, Mrs. Claus just wanted out.
Well, y'all...
I pleaded with her. I told her I would change, but it's my fault.
That's really depressing, Santa.
Yeah, bottom line is, she just didn't like to party as much as I did.
And y'all been together for, gosh, what? I don't know, 100, 200 years, or...
No. We've only been married for about a year and a half. This is the fourth Mrs. Claus. This one's Korean. It's all get out.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't understand a word she said, but the only Korean I ever fully understood was Korean for get the hell off me.
Oh, my gosh. Santa.
Hey, can I plug an appearance here?
Sure.
Oh, I know what this is, Junior. Christmas Eve, right?
Oh, yeah. I bet that's it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going in front of Congress and asking for a bailout next week.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I have about $430,000 in assets, and I have over $7 billion in debt.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
It got so bad.
Know, just got upside down and all that subprime stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I got some interesting letters up here at the North Pole. Still read your letters.
Yeah.
Here's one. Santa, can I get a new Birkin for Christmas from Bobster?
Well, okay.
Here's another one from the Dallas area. Santa, may I have a new set of frilly panties, George Dunham?
Oh, that is not George.
I didn't ask for that.
I read all your letters, although I won't be delivering your gifts this year.
UPS.
And I have to go now, boys. I'm having a blood transfusion.
What's wrong?
Well, I got so much smack in my system, I can't see straight.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Santa's been trying to find a little joy and happiness anywhere he can.
Hang in there, Santa.
Pray for me, boys.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Pray for me.
We will.
I don't believe in Christmas.
Well, stop it!
Oh, he sounded
too
awful.
A little too late on the trigger in there, weren't you? Yeah, he did sound awful and depressed. 8:51 here on Sports Radio 13.